Second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen Live, and you will be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. And golly, it's the third Sunday of the month, and so Natasha Venter is here. It's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me and Intuitive Stuff with Natasha. We are in the middle of a conversation with Linda and Daryl in Chicago. And by the way, if you've got behavior training or healing questions for me, you've got intuitive questions for Natasha, you'd like a personal reading, the phone number to call is 888-298-5569. Sometimes you need a one, sometimes you don't. But 888-298-5569. If it doesn't go through, add a one, you should be good. All righty then, we are heading back to Chicago. And Linda and Daryl, welcome back to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All righty. So we're talking about you have... had two cats, Flinny and Tango, a male and a female. They did fine, working well, but storm happened and Bob showed up and moved in and kind of upset the apple cart because as Natasha was tuning into Bob, she said he kind of came in like, you know, big ball Bob and I'm taking over and has kind of been bullying Tango. So, the first thing I brought up was Jackson Galaxy, which obviously you haven't watched the show, but you found out about him because you already found his website and his flower essences or wellness solutions, and those are actually flower essences. And one of the kind of alternative things you can do for behavior and stuff that consistently seems to produce positive results. We've already checked in with Natasha. She looked at the energy and it feels like the wellness solutions are helping some and are actually a good thing. But then I had her check on a diffuser, but she got, no, that's not going to help. So we'll not spend money there. But the other thing is that Jackson, just so you know, Linda, you and Daryl, just so you know, Jackson Galaxy is absolutely the best feline behavior therapist on the planet. He's really, really good, and he really knows his stuff. So you can learn a whole lot from him. He's got a couple of books out, but I think they're mostly about catifying and doing a better job of having places for your cats to go and get up and off the floor. And he does super highways, you know, things on the walls so cats can get up and run all around the room but don't have to touch that sort of thing. Now, sometimes if you do a better job of catifying, so there's lots of places to go up, move around, that sort of thing, and feel safe for cats, that can help balance a relationship. So let's do a little time out here and check in Natasha. If Linda and Daryl were to do any more, well, first of all, Linda and Daryl, are you catified in your house? Have you got lots of good climbing and scratching posts and places for the cats to get up and around?
Yeah, they have a lot of perches. We've got all kinds of makeshift things. They've got, they use the scratch posts we've got. They like them.
Okay, well, let's tune in now. Natasha, tune in. Now, are you feeling like they are sufficiently catified that they don't need to add other places for them to go up and get around for this relationship, or are they pretty good the way they are? How does that feel to you?
I'm feeling like they're pretty good where they're at, but for the age of their cats being younger,
right?
You know, it's
the
like
more the better.
The more the better. We can never give them enough. And I'm, you know, feeling like that Bob is more like a tree cat, where the other male is more of a bush cat. So,
yeah, so that's a new one. So Tango is a tree cat.
No, Bob
is a tree cat. Okay. Jackson describes that. They're either tree cats or they're ground dwellers. So you're saying Bob is a tree guy and Mango is a ground cat?
He prefers more lower. Is that true?
Yeah, I would say so. And in fact, Bob, one of his favorite pastimes is to climb the screens in the house. We have a sliding back door going onto a patio that's about 7 feet tall, and Bob routinely starts climbing the screen just to go to the top of it. So I can confirm that he is a tree cat.
And we need to get him something to climb on other than we're looking into that, something other than our screen.
That would be a good thing. And just know that Jackson's got books and, man, all kinds of creative stuff about how to catify, give him places to go up and stuff. So you might want to check all of that out. The other reason I mentioned him, though, is because, you know, he did a show for Animal Planet called My Cat from Hell for a number of years. And it was, you know, him going into homes and doing private sessions with people and their cats and solving problems. And my God, he, you know, the guy is brilliant. He is absolutely works miracles, and you can still access the film. You can go to animalplanet.com, their website, and you should be able to pull up the episodes and so forth.
Oh, fantastic!
Right, just so you know, Jackson did all kinds of shows about how to integrate cats back into a relationship. All kinds of shows that are exactly what you're dealing with, okay? And how, you know, to work through that. So that's one of the best things you could do at this point. You know, go to animalplanet.com, or, you know, you could even, there might be something on, you know, Jackson's website. I'm sure you know that because that's where you get the flower essences, jacksongalaxy.com.
Right, I can't find it there.
So, right, so go to animalplanet.com. Animalplanet.com, I think, is where you can resurrect and see, you know, those episodes, because that's going to be more help to you than anything else. Now, the other things that we can do, because just so you know, even though, you know, we don't, you know, our phone lines aren't going crazy, so we can spend as much time as, you know, we want to with you here. If you were here local and I came to work with you and your cats, I did a session with you, I would spend like 4 or 5 hours with you. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, we just can't do that justice. Natasha, you're saying the Jackson Galaxy videos are on YouTube? Is that what you said, Natasha?
Yeah, I just checked in and I see some, you know, they might be short little clips.
Right.
But but he's on YouTube, but there's a lot of
chances are Natasha wouldn't, because I don't do YouTube. I mean, I'm not on there.
Pretty much anything and everything's on YouTube.
Right. Exactly. But is it like you, Natasha, that he would have a YouTube channel and all of the Jackson Galaxy stuff would be there?
Yeah, I would YouTube search Cats from Hell series
My Cats from Hell.
or Jackson Galaxy, and you might look up, he might have his own channel, Jackson Galaxy, and you might find some series from Cat from Hell because that was his TV series. So I don't know if there's logistics there.
Well, I know because Dr. Jeff, Rocky Mountain Vet from Animal World, Animal Planet, is going to be on the show with us next week. I know you can access his shows on the Animal Planet website, so you should be able to access Jackson's too. But the more, if you guys could, go search and look for Jackson Galaxy videos and watch some of the cases of how to get the cats back together, you'll get fabulous information. Okay. Now, the other things we can do for you besides that, I mean, you can always check in with me, on the air. I mean, you can call me off the air, but you can check with on the air whenever we do a behavior training and healing Sunday. And that's pretty much going to be the third Sunday of the month, but it's looking like it'll be the second Sunday next month. Anyway, and I can, help you little by little here. But there's some other things along the lines of the flower essence and so forth. And this is what I want you to look at, Natasha. The other thing we do normally on the second Sunday of the month, next month it's going to be the third Sunday just because we had to shift things up. But we do energy balancing with a bioenergetic synchronization technique. And Linda Rasmussen is the practitioner that does these free treatments on the air for folks. It used to be that she and her brother, Dr. Nels Rasmussen, were on with us. And Dr. Nels works mostly on animals. Linda works mostly on humans. But the other thing we can do is you can call in whenever we're doing an energy balancing show, and Linda can work with you for free, of course, on the radio and balance you guys and work on the cats through you. The other thing
Fantastic.
is that you could go directly to Dr. Nels, because he works remotely. And he's one of the most gifted healers I know. And there's a couple of reasons. So, Natasha, I want you looking at this too to find out, is this a good thing or not? But anyway, one of the things that Dr. Nels has helped me understand, because I always say, animals tend to generalize, assume, and flash back. If it happened this way once, always going to happen this way. And what happens to them in the past really affects them in the present and the future. And he helped me really understand that because, what goes on is that if our animals are traumatized, emotionally, physically, or whatever, their nervous system can get stuck in the fight-flight mechanism. Okay? Once that happens, then they can't deal with the current stuff effectively because their nervous system is stuck in the past. So, Dr. Nels has developed what he calls the Rasmussen reset, and it's a set of points that he works on the animals that resets their nervous system. Okay? So I'm thinking that our little Bob or our Mr. Tango, probably his nervous system is stuck. Natasha can probably confirm this or
Actually,
not.
it's Bob.
Then I was going to say next, Bob's also his bully nature and him doing that could indicate that his nervous system is stuck. So you're Natasha, you're feeling like this is more in Bob's energy than Tango's, huh?
I mean, Tango has a little bit of that. I don't want to call it PST or whatever you call it, but
PTSD.
that it's like, well, he's gonna get me, he's gonna get me, he's gonna get me, he's gonna
Right.
get me, and I need to be on defense. And so that's a pattern that his nervous system has set up. And Bob's has been, I need to be the, I need to be, I need to be. But I get Bob is also, he gets almost like these phases of like claustrophobicness. You know, like he kind of gets these like all of a sudden he's just got to escape. He's got to get out. He's got to, it's like he's fine, he's fine, he's fine. And then all of a sudden his nervous system goes, ah!
All right. So now, Natasha, that sounds to me like exactly what Dr. Nell's work would help be helpful for. So are you seeing if Linda and Daryl contacted Nell's and had him work with him? Do you see that helping Bob?
That would help. I'm also doing some work now on him, right, but so yes. Yeah. But,
Nell's help is magic. For free because we're on the radio.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see if you notice any difference in Bob's behavior. But so what you can do, because you got your options are, you can say, well, we don't want to spend any money and work with Dr. Nails off the air. He's not on the air with us right now because, you know, the unfortunate part of it is that if you heal animals and you're not a veterinarian, if they find out about you, they're going to try to put you out of business. And he's one of the most gifted healers I've ever met. And of course, he heals animals, and State of Washington found out about him, and they're trying to keep him from doing this in our state. So that's why he's off the air right now for a while until we figure out that it's safe for him to do it. But make sure you guys have something to write with, because I'm going to give you his contact information.
I'm ready.
Okay, so your options are, you can say, don't want to spend any money, don't want to do this, whatever, and we'll just call in when Linda's on the show, and we'll do it for free once a month and work with her. I recommend you do that, whether or not you work with Dr. Nails, because even though they both do this neuroenergetic balancing, it's different depending on who does it. Okay, so you can take advantage of both of them, and of course, Linda's free on the air. But I think the next step for you is you need to contact Dr. Nails.
Okay.
All right. Now, his phone number is 208.
All right.
451.
Okay.
6003.
Got it.
Now, his website is healingministryforanimals.com.
Ministry for Animals.com. Okay. Great.
Now, he also has a YouTube channel, and I think it's just Nels Rasmussen. Now, when he actually did a once a month show with me and healing on the radio show for like 16 years, believe it or not. And so it's just been recently he's been on. Anyway, he's very, very good at this. Mm-hmm. And when I first heard about him, I was very skeptical. It sounded too woo-woo for me and all this sort of stuff. But once I realized how effective he was, he helped me. He cleared something with me in 5 minutes that I'd had a problem with my whole life. I mean, he's pretty amazing. But his claim to fame, and just so everybody knows, is physical healing and like paralyzed dogs. So, you know, like paralyzed from the waist down, you know, dragging their rear ends around. No drugs, no surgery. 4 to 7 little treatments with Dr. Nails. They're up and walking and normal again. He does jaw-dropping, miraculous stuff. And then he's really also now really good at the emotional and the physical, you know, the anxiety and all of these, you know, nervous system stuff. But on his YouTube channel, he's probably got more than 50 before and after video sequences of, you know, paralyzed animals and then the treatment process and seeing them normal, a lot of the behavior stuff. So you can go to his YouTube channel and you can watch videos for quite a while, you know, to see what he's all about, what he does. He always does a free telephone evaluation. So probably the best way to contact him would be to go to the healingministryforanimals.com, fill out the contact form, and say, I talked to Martha and Natasha on the air, and we need to talk to you about our cats now. And then he'll arrange a phone call. And he's absolutely the nicest and very honest man. He won't try to sell you stuff you don't need. He makes deals all the time. And, you know, I mean, he would say like, oh, you can wait and work with Linda and that'll, you know, or whatever. But also he's very intuitive. So when he's on the phone with you, he will be able to tune into your cats and he'll know if they need stuff. You know, and what you do not want to hear from him is if he tunes into the cat and say, oh, well, there's not much to balance with them. They're all fine. Because we don't want to hear that, because then there's nothing for him to do. You know, you want him to hear, oh, yeah, that Bob, he needs a lot of work, you know, whatever. But we want to hear that there's something out of balance that he can straighten out. Anyway, he'll have a better sense of whether it's a one-time treatment or a series of treatments that's necessary. But I think at this point, you can probably get everything you need from Jackson and then Dr. Nels and maybe Linda on the air. Does that make sense to you guys?
Absolutely. Wonderful. It does make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
A lot of this. Yeah. It's not all new to us.
And you can call, you know, me anytime when I'm doing behavior training on the show. Happy to coach you through. You can contact me off the air if you want to work with me over the phone. But I don't really think that's necessary, because I think there's so much help for cats out there. I can just help direct you here and there, or give you a little more if we're doing everything you can, it's still not working. But I suspect the biggest help is going to come from Dr. Nels and getting Bob's nervous system straight. So now, Natasha, anything else that you're seeing that we should be aware of at this point?
I would check in with, and I mean this with a lot of love, that sometimes when animals start doing things, they start reacting, they start, you know, like him climbing the screens and stuff like that. Check in with your energy, because of the fact that many a times when we are hyped up, the animals hype up. So the more that you breathe, the more that you say, come on, come on down, we're okay, we're safe. So check in with your energy around, and check in too that when you get busy, what do the cats feel? You know, because with Bob being one that he has been out in the nature, you know, he's very sensitive to reading the room. He is very anxious about reading the room. And so check in with, if I can give this to you, check in with your energy around things when you're in anxiety, when you are stressed about getting things done, when you said yourself that you're very busy. So, you know, how do you handle your busyness? Do you handle it with anxiety, or do you handle it with more calm? Everything will work out. I trust that things will be, you know, that kind of thing. So check in with you, because there's some mirroring going on. I'm not saying that there's a lot going on, but Bob's energy, remember, he was instinctual for the first part of his life. His nervous system is based on instinct. And so with that he's going to read the room sooner than you know to read the room.
All right. Now, Natasha opened up a whole nother can we can climb into. Okay.
Yeah.
So, but I've got, I'm looking at we're overtime and off schedule. So I would like to explain in more detail on the practical logical side what Natasha just pointed out. Okay. So can you guys hold on one more time?
Sure.
All right. So we're going to put you back on hold. We're going to take care of advertisers, and then we will come back, since the phone lines aren't bugging us. And then Natasha and I will explain to you more. I'll explain to you what's going on, and then Natasha can maybe chime in on all of this again. So one more discussion on what Linda and Daryl might have to do with this whole thing. Okay. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Make us part of your daily routine. Alternative Talk, 1150.
I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are midway through the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here to noon till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from our wonderful NuPro supplements, and it's N-U-P, as in Peter R-O, NuProSupplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. The best cat vitamins in the world, the NuPro Nuggets. I got one cat that won't eat her food unless I sprinkle her nuggets on top. We call it special treats on top, and then she agrees to eat. The dog supplements are phenomenal. You can get the gold label for just skin and hair coat and vitamins and all that sort of stuff, or you can get the silver label, which adds glucosamine and chondroitin for hip and joint support. And gosh, it is amazing, because if you've got shedding dogs, it keeps the hair on their body, so it's not over all over your floor. It's really amazing. So check out the supplements at NuProSupplements.com. You can learn all about them there. You can order there. You can also order on Amazon. It's the same price. And you can sometimes find the dog products in your local pet store. So check them out, NuProSupplements.com. And then our wonderful sound healer, Jude Ponton, is available at the Whispering Dragon Center in Shoreline. Easy access, great parking. One of the most gifted healers I know. But she does the acutonic forks, acutonics on acupuncture points. I think it's much more powerful than the needles. I actually, at my age now, I see her once a week. And I wouldn't be getting around if it wasn't for her. She's quite the miracle worker. So check her out, whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or you can call Jude and she'll call you back, 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. All righty then, we are caught up for the moment, and we're going to head back to Chicago. We've got Linda and Daryl on the line with their three cats, Tango, Flinny, and Bob. And Bob seems to be the one that needs the work here. However, before took a break, we Natasha was talking to Linda and Daryl, talking to you guys about how your energy is influential. And yeah. and she said it's extra specially influential here because of Bob, and that, you know, he was like a feral type guy, or, you know, or a, you know, stray out, you know, living outside. And so more living off of feeling the energy, and he's reading that. Well, let me tell you, I will tell you, Linda and Daryl, I don't do nearly as many in-home cat sessions anymore as I used to. because and the, what's kept me from having to do so many in-person sessions is Jackson Galaxy's work. He is so good and has so much out there that I can really usually direct people. But this is one thing he doesn't teach. Now, when you watch his shows, I'll tell you that he addresses it, but kind of in a subtle way, and you can, I can see it happening. He just doesn't talk about it. Anyway, one of the big things that I teach is what I call the human to animal transference. When there's something going on with your animals, it's not just the animals. Emotionally and intuitively, they're very sensitive, and they pick up, process, and reflect back our belief systems, our characteristics, our behavior, and particularly our suppressed negative emotional energy. So when I did sessions with people and their cats, I can tell you I spent way more time working on the humans than the cats.
Oh,
and see, that's the can that Natasha opened, because I just hadn't, I didn't get there. But she's right on. And she's, because normally when, you know, we're talking about, I was talking about Dr. Nels and maybe nervous systems being reset. When you look at what's going on with the cats, one might logically think, oh, it's probably Tango, because he's the one that's scared and hiding. But Natasha said, nah, not him. It's Bob. Okay. Now then, so how I would, just a little bit of this, and Natasha, you can be looking at this while I say, and then you can say, yeah, I'm talking about that, or no, that's not part of what's going on. Anyway, what I look at with cats, especially when we have relationships between cats not working. Okay. Remember, they pick up, process, reflect back. Well, what they're reflecting back is the male-female balance in the house. Now, when I say male-female, I don't mean man-woman necessarily. I'm talking male-female energy. And we as humans are supposed to be both male and female energy, but to be in balance. If you're female, ideal balance is 51% female, 49% male. And then it's the opposite if you're a guy, 51, 49. But most of us are way more male than female, and we're not in balance and that sort of thing. Well, we had Tango and Flinny, male and female. Now, that is often a time when we have problems with relationships with cats, but they got along just fine. So I would say, Natasha, that what I, because of that, I would say that Daryl and Linda's male-female energy together is probably working pretty good. Okay? But we had Bob come in here and throw a wrench in the work, and Bob is bullying Tango. So that tells me there's a good likelihood that Linda and Daryl's male energy, because you each have male energy, that it's your male energy that's colliding here. And it looks to me like somebody's male energy is beating up and bullying the other person's male energy. Now, Natasha's saying no on that. So are you getting anything related to the, because normally, you know, I would say here, let's look at how you treat each other and what happens when you each want to control something, and does one lord it over the other, or do you tend to bully each other, or is that just simply not apply in this situation? Now, what do you guys, Linda and Daryl, do you have any sense or feeling about that?
Well, I'd like to hear what Natasha says.
Yeah, I don't think I think we're very compatible. We've been with each other for 30-some years. I'm not a particularly domineering or alpha type of person.
Okay.
But I
what about Linda?
Know how to manage things. I'm a scientist by trade. Astrophysicist, and Linda is retired from the insurance industry, and we pretty
and
much
caregiving
each other. We care for each other.
Okay, now so, sometimes just before Natasha chimes in, Sometimes when people say something to me like this, well, we really get along really well and everything's really good. Sometimes this energy's not going on the surface. It's going on inside. And sometimes it's you feel like it and you think about it inside. Like, oh boy, I'd just like to strangle him. I can't stand this anymore, sort of thing.
Well, there's
so
a little
if you have feelings or thoughts like that, but because you're congenial and get along, you stuff and suppress them, then your cats will act that out. Does that make sense to you? Okay, so Linda, do you think about these things? Sometimes you want to strangle him?
Yeah.
Okay, there we go.
Be honest. I mean, yeah, I'm sure sometimes
it's called being human and being living with other people. I mean, we all have that. It's called
we all do. But see, the fact that this, now see, because this, you attracted this. We tend to attract to ourselves what we need to learn and grow from. So Bob didn't just show up by accident. He came for a reason, and it may be to show you what's going on. And it sounds like Linda's kind of fessing up. Yeah, sometimes I just want to beat him over the head, you know, but we get along. I don't do that. I just stuff it. Well, Linda, when you feel that way, go scream in a pillow or something, or write it out. I just don't like it when he does yada, 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 yada. Write it out and then rip it up and burn it. Throw it away. But don't stuff and suppress those feelings. You don't want to direct them at Daryl and yell at him, but you want to release them from inside of you. Does that make sense?
Yes, very much.
Okay. Now, Natasha, I don't think she saw a great deal of this going on, but Linda's fessed up to thinking some of this stuff, just not knocking it. So anyway, are you seeing anything? What do you see now related to this whole thing, Natasha?
Well, I would also be careful, and especially, you know, on the masculine side of things. And we all have masculine and feminine as you know, that we were talking about. That with Martha saying that, you know, I would be careful of the underlining anxiety, the anxiousness, that uncertainty, you know, because a lot of times lately as a universe, we're really working with, and as a countries, we are really working with that underlining anxiety. And that underlining anxiety can be kind of the toe. So like if you're really getting busy, the anxiety, if you can get everything done, you know, that anxiety of not certain. And I know that sometimes when we are in the mental state of like you being a being very much a scientist, many a times that other side of us, you know, our that mental mind of ours likes to problem solve things out. And if you can't problem solve things out, that's when anxiety steps in, because it's like, I just don't know if I can get this all done, you know, the logistics thing. So I would just be careful of the whispers of that float through, because of the fact that, you know, when you're talking about an animal that has gotten street smarts and then talking to an animal that has book smarts, you have water and oil here. And so, you know, how do you negotiate that by you being more like that? I don't know how many times in a day I say I'm safe and I trust. I say I'm safe and I trust, you know, I'm safe and I'm trust, because it's like there's this anxiousness that's out there.
All right. Okay. So what I'm getting now, Natasha, is we got to find them an affirmation now that you just said that. Okay. Because Natasha's right. And what I'm always harping on, thought directs energy. Energy follows thought. Thought magnifies and intensifies energy. The books on the power of positive thinking haven't been written for no good reason. So your first homework is you got to let go of the negative thinking. Oh God, where's Bob? Oh, where's Tango? Oh, we have to worry about, we got to separate here and there. I want you to let go of that stuff. And in your mind, start using your mind to imagine the cats behaving the way you want them to. That Bob and Tango. When you start, you get on the right track, then spirit will help and bring you more. So you start thinking positive, and look what happened. Here you are.
Yeah.
Okay? All right. So you imagine that Bob and Mango are becoming friends and better friends all the time. You can talk to them about there's power in numbers. And when you want to talk, cats are great communicators. And
more than you know.
I teach telepathic and telepathic and empathetic communication. And the cats, of all the domestic animals we live with, the most emotionally and intuitively sensitive are cats and horses. They're also the best at understanding the human language. So you just communicating with them telepathically is really simple. All you have to do is you talk to them out loud. And while you're talking, you got to not think about what you're going to say next. You got to shut that down. And you imagine in your mind what you're talking about.
Gotcha.
So you talk to them and you talk to them how much you love them. And you talk to Tango and Flinny, and you tell them, you give them, you got the right sales pitch. You can convince animals of a lot of stuff. You got to have a really good one though for cats. But talk to them about how awful Bob's life must have been when he had to live in the wild and all the predators and how he got abused, and think of all the things that happened to poor Bob when he was out in that world. But not seeing all the awful things you could think. But then Bob came, and because we love Tango and Flinny, we love you so much, of course we wanted to help Bob have a better life and feel better. And you guys need to know you're more powerful in numbers. And now that there's three of you, you guys can take on anything. Okay, so you talk to them, a good salesman, about have power in numbers and being gentle with each other and loving each other, instead of saying, the pictures when you're communicating telepathically come in through the right brain. The right brain doesn't accept negatives. So don't and no statements do not transfer visually. So if you say to Bob, don't beat up on Tango, in the picture he gets is beat up on Tango. Tell them what you want. Be gentle with Tango, okay? Ignore him if you're not happy, okay? If you want to play with somebody, come get me, sort of thing. But start talking to them in a positive way about being friends, being gentle, being more powerful in numbers. Give Tango and Flinny a sales pitch about how bad Bob's life probably was and how much we can all help each other. Then you're going to continue the flower essences. You're going to track down Jackson's stuff online. You're going to look at that human to animal transference stuff. And you're going to talk to Dr. Nels. And the other thing, Natasha, I want you to quickly look at this. Dr. Nels is part of what he does. If you join his membership group, only costs $10 for a lifetime. He's teaching people how to do that reset and reset their own animals. Natasha, does it look like it would be a good thing for Linda and Daryl to learn how to do that?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Because I know he's going to start teaching those classes again in the fall. Okay. So we are like out of time, and I hope you have enough to work with right now, Daryl and Linda, but you can call me off the air or on the air anytime, you know, when we're doing behavior and training. So are you guys good?
You two are incredible.
You are fantastic.
Just incredible.
Wonderful.
We were sitting here in a quandary about, well, what do we do? Where do we go? What's the direction? And you not only gave us direction and resources to tap into, but you gave us good personal advice for ourselves and the guys. We call them the guys because people don't realize, unless you've lived with animals, how sensitive, mature, intelligent they are. And so we're on the same page with you. And you just reminded us of all the good things in life and of kitty parenting. And so
wonderful.
We can't thank you enough.
I can't tell you right now. Natasha was going to be on again the second Sunday of next month, but it looks like that's not going to work for her. So she'll be back occasionally, just not reliably every month. So we'll figure out when we get her on the next time. But anyway, you can contact us on the air. The third Sunday is the Sunday you should call in next month for free treatment with Linda.
Great.
Okay.
And then you can call me off the air if you need to. But just know there's lots more we can do, but I think we got you on the right track. So you guys take care and stay safe. And hopefully you can give us an update soon about what's going on.
You've gotten two new perpetual listeners.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, real
we
quick
love
before
it.
You go, you mentioned when you're coming onto the show that you're a relative or a relative of yours had referred you to the show. Just curious who that was.
Well, I don't know if she wants her name mentioned on the air.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's a privacy issue. I don't give my last name because of how stupid the world is.
No problem. We respect that. I was just curious.
Off the air, I can.
Yeah. And when we get to Seattle, we'd love to take you to Ivar's and have a nice dinner up in the mountains.
Ooh, one of my favorites. Okay. All righty. Okay.
And when we're in Chicago, can you take us to Zarlengo's?
I'm sorry, what?
Do you know what Chicago and Zarlengo's?
Zarlengo's?
Oh,
no.
Check it out.
No.
I also have Chicago roots, too. So I was going to say, if we're out in Chicago, you should take us to Zarlengo's, and we'll treat you to Ivar's here.
Definitely. Give Zarlengo's phone number, and by all means, call us. And we'd love to get together with you, and it would be our pleasure to take you guys out.
All righty. Okay. Well, you guys carry on with those kitties and keep us posted. Remember,
okay.
Our email address is animalworldlive@hotmail.com.
animalworldlive@hotmail.com.
Okay.
Right.
Oh, wonderful.
All righty, you guys. Take care. Thanks for calling Animal World, and I'm glad we have more members of the Animal World family. We just add two humans and three kitties. So thank you very much. You guys have a great rest of your day.
Ironically, Bob has been sitting behind us and listening to every word you've said.
Oh, probably. He sound asleep.
Okay, well, you tell him Aunt Martha says for him to be nice to Tango.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. Take care. God bless. Bye-bye.
Right. You too. Bye-bye.
Yeah, righty then. Before we get stomping on, let's take care of advertisers before we run out of time. Animal World continues. Straight ahead, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
I'm Sue Minahan, inviting you to jump into the cosmic flow with me on Talk Cosmos this Sunday, August 16 at 1 p.m. Pacific for Astro Jam. Witness a unique online stage play experience bringing to life the dynamic interplay of planet energies, unfolding right before your eyes with two mystery charts for either a person born or an event happening on any solar or lunar eclipse. Join us Sunday, August 16, 1 p.m. Pacific on KKNW.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Want to hear something different from talk radio? Keep your dial on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from our wonderful Linda Rasmussen. And she is, of course, our best bioenergetic synchronization technique and energy codes gal here, usually on the second Sunday of the month. Next month, it'll be the third Sunday. You can work with her in person in her office. She's at the Intraspace facility in the old Rainier Brewery. Or you can work with her remotely, like we do on the radio. And she continues to offer a free introductory session for any of you that call her or text her at the number I'm going to send you. Now, she's worked with you on the air before. That doesn't count. She'll still give you a free session in person or remotely off the air. And you can check her out at verticalenergyworldwide.com is her website, verticalenergyworldwide.com. You can call or text her. And if you want that free session, that's all you got to do is call or text. Say, hey, heard Martha, want a free session. The number to call or text is 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. And gosh, we do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. Come join our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. So shoot us an email if you're interested. AnimalWorldLive@hotmail.com. AnimalWorldLive@hotmail.com. Alrighty. Now, I had planned to do current events here before we ended the hour. However, there's a lot on current events right now. There's been nothing for a long time, but and now it's kind of crammed. And I've got to give you, I'm going to give you all of the donation information, where to donate to help the animals in our state affected and people affected by the fires and that kind of stuff. So I'll have all of that. And then there's a ton of events going on. And so I think what we'll do is start the next hour with that. And by the way, if you would, you would like a personal reading with Natasha, or you got behavior training or healing stuff to talk about, and you can kind of see with like Linda and Daryl, we kind of both of us work with you if you call in, and one or the other depending on which side you're interested in. So the number to call is 888-298-5569. 888-298-5569. Now, obviously, we're not going to take a phone call till after the top of the hour, but you're welcome to come and get in line while we love train. Let's kind of, I can give you an Animal TV report. You know, I was not a happy camper last week because there was no Dr. Jeff on Animal Planet on Saturday. I couldn't get my Dr. Jeff fixed. However, I'm delighted to say that Animal World brought him back yesterday. So there was a Dr. Jeff marathon yesterday. So I got to catch up on Dr. Jeff shows. But it got me so excited because I'm also reading his book, the book that was written about him. And man, is it good. And I could tell you about that. It's called Beyond the Boundaries, The Life and Times of Dr. Jeff, the Rocky Mountain Vet, by Melinda Grohal. It's available on Amazon. It's paperback. Really fascinating. Anyway, I'm reading that right now, and I got to watch Dr. Jeff, and I'll tell you what, I got so excited. I didn't get a whole lot of sleep last night because I'm just thinking about Dr. Jeff and next week's show. But he was on Saturday, and hopefully that will continue. Gally. Nathan, it sounds like I'm wondering what's going on with the Mariners. You weren't able to help them last Sunday. It looks like now, I can tell you when we tuned in last Sunday, it was obvious to me that David had given up on the Mariners because usually he would have Mariners stuff on.
Yeah.
Last week, he'd moved on to football already. He was in Seahawks gear last week.
I don't blame him. A lot of Seattle people are doing that, especially since, you know, the Seahawks have come off being the world champions. Went into Super Bowl last year. And so, of course, they get a lot of that, you know, momentum going from that as well. But also, Mariners are really struggling to keep it together. It's their offense has really been in a big-time slump. And it seems like their pitching is just not able to hold some runs when they should be. And it is getting a bit frustrating watching Mariners games and seeing them looking like they're going to do well in a game and then just have it all fall apart at the end. So I'm not giving up hope. There's still plenty of time, but time is definitely ticking. And they need to switch and revert themselves now and not keep doing this anymore.
Well, I know a lot of people have switched boats in midstream here and are already into football because the Seahawks played their first practice game.
The preseason?
Yesterday, yeah. First pregame show, and they didn't win. I'll tell you, I'm sure you can feel the energy. The enthusiasm is really high in the city, and boy, all the excited people, everybody seems to think they're going to repeat and do really well. So I say, you know, if they got to learn stuff and lose games, do it in pregames so that they're ready to win when the season starts.
Yeah, take nothing for granted because it's all just warming up, getting used to being back on the field. Again, nothing's being taken seriously. It's just giving people a chance to be back on the field again and see how they perform or how they do before they officially go into the regular season.
All righty, then. We are going to wrap up hour number two, fire up hour number three. That means we're going to do a love training one more time. And remember, you don't get to opt out. But you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere or get up on the love train and I'll come through, cruise through and pick you up. And while we're doing the love train, we're sending love and light all over the country, all over the world. Let's pick up all the places or be sure we send, wrap all the places that need help, like, you know, Eastern Washington, the fires. We want to see that big fire blanket, put them out. We want Hawaii. We want to see the storm moving through, staying safe. It already is moving away from the islands, which is really, really good. Look at the flooding that, you know, Natasha was talking about, more in our state and around the country. There are fires and around the world. And of course, all the places where we got warring going on. And the best thing we can do is counter it with the most powerful energy on the planet, which is God's love and light. So we'll just blanket the whole world with love and light. And I always energize up the love train music with the yogi energization prayer. Here we go with that. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. And it's coming right up, so stay right where you are. Animal World continues. One more hour till noon right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.